recording you're about to listen to consists of several sections. The first is today's Daf Yomi from the 12th cycle of the International Daf Yomi, followed by a brief review that allows you to listen to the entire Daf in between 5 to 10 minutes. That is followed by the same exact Daf from the previous cycle 7.5 years ago, in which there were different people attending and there's a different ambience. Choose the one you enjoy the most, or perhaps listen to one and then listen to the other for review. Enjoy. Today's Daf in Masechet Kritut brought to you by Chomot Yerushalayim in the august presence of
Yisrael David Petlak.
Is Daf Tetvav, and we're holding at the Halakha Mishnah on Daf Yudalid Amud Beit. Haba al Chamoto. It is possible to sleep with a mother-in-law and to be chayev on 7 different chataot. Now, the yisod over here, just to make it very easy, is to recognize that we're talking about a mother-in-law who is also your sister-in-law. And that is not such a difficult thing to achieve if you live in Appalachia, because what happened is that the mother's kid went and impregnated her, and that means that the daughter that you married, the little mamzerista, the daughter that you married, which of course is Teifas Kedushin, for that matter, the guy who married her might even be a mamzer for all intents and purposes, it might even be Kula Yeter, as the Rambam points out, has a mother-in-law who is also a sister to his wife, because the guy went ahead and impregnated his daughter. So Mamela, she's both. She's his wife's sister at the same time, right?
What tree? His family tree is like a pitchfork.
So in which case, this Chamoto, his mother-in-law, was also sister of his wife. Okay. So this mother-in-law would also be a sister-in-law. So his mother-in-law then would be Chayav Mishum Chamoto. Now, if his son goes ahead and marries this woman, so then there's no issur in that, because his son is not related to the mother-in-law of his father, so that's not a problem, right? He goes ahead and marries her, so now she's also his daughter-in-law. So she's his mother-in-law, his sister-in-law, and his daughter-in-law, all wrapped up in one. And then, after his son died or divorced her, she went ahead and married his brother. So then that woman also becomes Eshet Achiv. His brother dies, and his uncle, his father's brother, marries her. So now she's also Eshet Achi Aviv. And as I mentioned earlier, she's his sister-in-law from the beginning. She's Achot Ishto. And since he's married, she's an Eshet Ish, and she happens to be a Nida, which is also usher on her own husband. Therefore, it's called a Mori Suri. And she is therefore Chayav on every single one of these. Chamoto, Eshet, the Achot Ishto. And that, of course, is the same moment. That is what she is. And then she's also Eshet Achiv, that's incremental. And the incremental ones work simply because each one includes more people. Because when she's Eshet Achiv, so then the other brothers become Aser. When she's Eshet Achi Aviv, there's others that become Aser because of Achi Aviv as well, that weren't Aser before. When she is the Eshet Ish, the whole world becomes Aser. When she's Anida, her own husband becomes Aser. And this would be true also, someone who sleeps with Im Chamiv or on Im Chamoto. In this scenario, the original source of the Mamzerut went ahead and he took his granddaughter and he had a daughter from her. Well, let's call that daughter Georgette. Okay, now comes along somebody and he marries that Georgette. So that would mean that the mother of his mother-in-law is also his sister-in-law. And then we go on with the same thing. If his son goes ahead and gets married to that same woman, she now becomes his daughter-in-law. She then goes and marries a brother, and that would make her a sister-in-law as Eshet Achiv. And so on and so forth, exactly the same scenario. The brother dies, she marries her father's brother. The same thing is true al Im Chamiv. We also have a case where you can be chayav all of these chiyuvim by sleeping with your father-in-law's mother. And the case over here would be, the way that the Rav gives us the case in the Mishnah, is you have Reuven, who now sleeps with his grandmother, who is the wife of Lavan, who is the mother of Leah. He has a daughter, and that daughter is called Dinah. Somebody goes ahead now and marries Dinah. Some other guy marries Dinah. So now this is going to be Osir on Leah, who is the mother of Reuven, who is his father-in-law, because she is his father-in-law's mother. But she is also the sister of his wife. And because, after all, this his wife and Leah, both of the Leah, meaning the mother of his father-in-law, both of them are the children of the wife of this Lavan. If then she becomes his daughter-in-law, which does not involve any problem, at that point there is also a grandmother-in-law, who is a sister-in-law, who is a daughter-in-law. Then she becomes the sister, the wife of his brother, so she becomes a sister-in-law in the other way. And then his brother dies, she goes and she marries the uncle, and she's an Eshet Ish, and she's a Nida. So then he would be Chiyuv on all of the above cases. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, there's also a case, which you're forgetting, where she could be his mother-in-law and his grandmother-in-law paternal and the grandmother-in-law maternal. And, well, how would that be? Well, it would be very simple. What happened is that the guy, the case that they usually bring is using, it drives me nuts, but everybody does it, so it gets me very confused. I got to tell you, I like using icons, you know. But you've got Lavan, who now has Leah, Rachel, and a granddaughter called Sarah Bat Asher. Guy comes along now, and he marries the Sarah Bat Asher, and he marries also another two women, one the daughter of Rachel, and one the Leah. All right, this guy who is married to all those three women goes ahead now and sleeps with the father Lavan's wife. Now that father's Lavan's wife is his mother-in-law, and it's also his Eim Chamoto, and it's also Eim Chamiv, because he married Rachel, the daughter, so she's the mother of Rachel. She's also the mother of Chamiv, because she was the mother of Asher, who was the father of Serach, one of the people that he had married. She's also the grandmother of the daughter of Leah, so she's his Eim Chamoto. So she's all three, even though she's all three from the fact that he married three separate people. Okay, the case is similar. The Gemara is going to make this similarity. It's not similar to any of the cases we had earlier, where the same person, because of the same relationships, has a different shemot. Over here, the reason that she is also his mother-in-law, grandmother-in-law, and paternal grandmother-in-law is because he's married to the daughter of Lavan, the granddaughter of Lavan through another wife, another daughter, and the granddaughter of Lavan through a son.
She's a construct.
So therefore, she is one person who includes within her a relationship to three wives, because she's the wife of Lavan. And that is similar, as the Gemara is going to show us, Sir Richard. That is similar.
Of course. That is an authentic experience.
So that is similar to a case where a guy shechts a cow, and he shechts the cow's granddaughter, which is perfectly okay, because that's not otovet benot. But then he comes and he shechts the cow's daughter, the mother of the other cow. So now this same cow is the daughter and the mother, and it's the oto ved beno.
Right.
So it's oto beno and beno and oto. But that's similar to this case. There are three separate things that made the iser on this one thing. Okay? All right. So that's a departure from what we've been discussing until now. And therefore, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri is saying a tremendous chiddush, that if you're Baal Chamoto, you're Chayav Alav Mishum. It's possible to have Chamoto, Im Chamoto, and Im Chamiv in one. To which they objected, Amrulo, no, that doesn't count. But it doesn't count for another interesting reason. Not necessarily because of the way that Rabbi Yochanan derived it, but because Shloshtam are Shem Echad. Because remarkably, the Itzer of Chamoto, Im Chamoto, and Im Chamiv is not mentioned in the Torah. in that direction. It's mentioned in the other direction. Isha ubita, isha ubat bita, isha ubat bina. Right? So in the inverse, that would be a woman and her mother-in-law, a woman and her mother's mother, a woman and her father's mother. That all of those cases are all what we're talking about over here. And then it closes the pasuk by saying Sha'ara Hena Zima Hi, which means that it's one Isser. So it's all the shame of mother-in-lawness. Or maybe it's mother-lawlessness. But in any event, that's why we don't count these as being separate chataot. Omer Rabbi Elazar, Omer Rabbi Oshai, you should note that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and Sumchus held the same thing because they are referring to one person who became usher for three separate relationships that came from her. Now, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri is what we said in this Mishnah, the Amara, where the same person is your mother-in-law, your mother-in-law's mother, and your father-in-law's mother. And Sumchus also gave a similar case, Ditznan. You were shochet an animal, and then you were shochet the animal's granddaughter, Bat Bita. And then, which is all fine, but then you went ahead, and you were shochet the bat in the middle. So the Rechakomim say, Sofeget Abayim, you're only chayev once. Sumchus, Omer Mishum Rabbi Meir, Sofek Shmonim. Why Shmonim? Because this one animal was both the mother and the daughter. So Mamela, in one individual, you have two separate Yisurim. Otoved Benov, Benov, similar to over here. In one person, you have Chamiv, Im Chamiv, Im Chamoto, and Chamoto. Okay. Now, in this case, it's not so obvious. Omar Rava Dilmalohi. How do you know that that's true? Adkar Mokom Rabbi Yochan Benuri Haka. Ella Mishum. The reason that Rabbi Yochanan says in our case is because the Shemot are Muchalakim, because they are called in the Torah. The Mitkarya should say Chamoto, Umitkarya Im Chamoto, Umitkarya Im Chamiv. The Torah lists every one of them separately, not of course in that fashion, but Isha Ubita is the case of Chamoto. Isha Bat Bita is the case of Eim Chamoto. And Isha Bat Bana is the case of Eim Chamiv. So that explains why we view them as three separate chataot. But by Otoved Beno, they're all Otoved Beno. So over there, since you do not have Eim Shemot Muchlakim in that case, so therefore perhaps we would not have extended it to include such a case. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri may very well disagree with Sumchus. Look, Renach Rabbi Yitzchak says, you could look at it in the other way. You could say, maybe Sumchus would disagree with Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Because remember that the taina against Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri in the Mishnah was a taina that had to do with that special limud from the pasuk of Zimahi that makes it all one issue, right? Maybe that's the whole point. So perhaps, says Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak, that Dilma Ad Kad Lo Kamar Sumchus Alagavi Otoved Beno. Sumchus would have said by Otoved Beno because they're Gufim Muchlakim. Gufim Muchlakim meaning that the mother of the one that was shechted and the daughter of the one that are shechted are not related to as one animal. Mashenken over here, they are, of course, they're physically Gufim Muchlakim, obviously, but they're not called halakhically gufin muchlakim. Why? Because Rebabo am Rebbe Yochanan Svirle. The Om Rebabo am Yochanan, and this is the point that we're stressing in the Mishnah, Sha'ara Hena Zimahi. But we're referring to three different people and calling them one person. He. What do you mean he? Which one? The Chamoto? Or the Bita? The Eim Chamoto, or Bat Bita, as it's mentioned in the pasuk, the Eim Chamiv, or Bat Bina. I mean, how can that be the same person? So you see, HaKatuv Asa'am Nekulan Zima Achad. The Torah views it as all being one individual, as far as I'm concerned. In which case, the Isser that emerges, even though it has these three Shemot, but it's on one body that the Torah viewed as being an Isser of Isha Ubita. So therefore, it may well be that we have two separate questions running around here about the general concept of having separate chata'ot that are embedded in one expression of different elements of Yisrael. Continues Eilat Kavishla, Amr Rabbi Akiva. You should know that Sha'alti at Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yoshua, when they went to the Itlis of Emmaus to buy a nice animal for the wedding, the Mishteh and Osh, Rabbi Gamliel. So I asked them, what would be the din if someone sleeps with his own sister, with his father's sister, and with his mother's sister? Now, we first, I mean, it sounds like he's speaking about three different women. Lamaisa, in the end, the Gemara is going to clarify that this is super Appalachia, and they're all one person. And what would be the din? Would he be chayav on each one of them, or on only one for all three? So much. Chayav akat al kulan, or chayav akol akat v'akat. And they answered me, Amruli, or Amrulo, lo shamanu, look, this precise case we must admit, we never heard, but we did hear similar case. Shamanu, that if somebody slept with five wives of his own, all of whom were nidot, and he had forgotten about the nida problem, Baalei Mechat, he would be chayav akol achat v'achat. V'nireh lanu, shadvarim kavachom. Appears to us to be a kal v'chomer. Now, clearly they held that it's a kal v'chomer, that if gufim are mechalkim, kol shekein shemot in the same guf would be mechalkim. That they're taking for granted, which is by no means obvious, as the Gemara is going to ask. Why is that a kal v'chomer? So now, but first of all, I mean, are we talking about three separate women? So then what's the question? If the case is as stated, which certainly sounds... It certainly sounds like we're talking about three separate people. So what was Rabbi Akiva asking? Mighty Boyle. You have both Shemot Muchlakim and Gufim Muchlakim. I mean, obviously we wouldn't have thought that you're only Chayav one. I mean, not to mention that the case in which they say is not Kal V'chomer only, it's the same case. Elohaki Katam. Clearly what they were asking, what Rabbi Akiva was asking them, is if it's the same person, Achot Aviv, who is Achot Imo, and is Achoto, that's what I want to know. Chayav Achat HaKolan, or Chayav HaKol Achat V'Achat. Ma, what's the question? Mi Amina Reshemot Muchlakim. Do we say that they come from different Isurim, or do we say, but it's not Gufin Muchlakim, and all of these are embedded in one woman, who is just an Achot in many different ways? And they answered, Lo Shamanu, which is a shem echad, that chayav kol achat v'achat mishum nida, and it appears to be kal v'chomer. If abal chamesh tashav nidot bevat achat, which is all one iser of nidot, is chayav kol achat v'achat. So koshikein, his achoto, who is also achot aviv, who is also achot imo, which are three separate shemot, ein odin shei chayav kol achat v'achat. Now, obviously, Richie, ikal amifra, you could say that it's by no means clear that gufim muchlakim are less mechalek chataot than shemot muchlakim, because that's what you're assuming. So maybe I could tell you malach hamesh nidot, which are gufim muchlakim, tomar and nizachot, which are not gufim muchlakim. So therefore, if you want to find a solution to this, ela amar kra ervat achoto gila, and that is achoto, which is completely unnecessary. I mean, obviously, if an ish asher yikach et achoto, who is bat aviv or bat imo, vira'a et arvata, I think it's pretty clear that ervat achoto gila, wouldn't you say? So what in the world is the closing ervat achoto gila? I mean, it's the most absurdly redundant thing. You've made it abundantly clear at the beginning of the pasuk that ervat achoto gila. So it must be coming to tell me, obviously from the extra pasuk, you can see that there are more than one way to skin a cat, and there's different ways, and each one of them is an achoto. How exactly did this happen, if we'd like to know? Omer Avada Barava, well, it's very simple. As long as you got a real mamzer who's a real son of a mamzer, I don't mean mamzer, but a risha. So he's a Rasha, and his son is a Rasha. So it starts off with a Rasha who sleeps with his mother, and who has two daughters. And then he sleeps with one of his daughters, and he has a son, super mamzer. And now that son goes and sleeps with the other daughter, who is his mother's sister, who is also his sister, and who is also his father's sister. And therefore, because it's also his father's mother's son, although it's from his father, but it's his father's sister and his sister and his mother's sister, all wrapped in one, and he is a Rasha Bar Rasha.
We have to work at this kind of stuff.
Not if you live in Appalachia. Most natural thing in the world. Tarabon. Ba'aleh, v'chazar u'ba'aleh, v'chazar u'ba'aleh. Chayav al kol achat v'achat. What is, somebody is over on one of the arayot, and Be'alem echat sleeps with her again. Be'alem echat sleeps with her again. Nonetheless, Rabbi Eliezer says, Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, chayev for each one of those acts of intercourse. For chachamim omrim, since it was all Be'alem echat, eino chayav ela achat. You're only chayev once. Modim chachamim le Rabbi Eliezer, but the chachamim are modim, and in a case where you're ba'al chamesh nashav nidot bevat achat, that if in one he'alim you sleep with five different women, that then, if even though they're all one shemis or nida, you're chayav al kol achat v'achat. The reason being, because he caused each one of those women to need to bring a korban chatat themselves, so he was goring five separate chataot. That means that each one of those acts is a separate chatat act, and therefore he should bring his own chatat for each of them. Oh, my reveler, Nachman, who ever heard of such a svara? That because the partner had to bring a chatat, so therefore he had to bring a chatat. Where do you get that from? Mi amina ovu garamla? I'll prove to you there is no such idea. Because what are you going to do about this right? Suppose that this guy sleeps with the same iser five times. Now, he never realized that it was us. So for him, it was five times Baal and Achat. She wakes up every once in a while, and, oh my gosh, it's my son, what do you know? And then falls asleep again, you know, and doesn't remember exactly. Son, this, I got sons in every port. You know, and so for her, it's a separate Ha'aloma every time. And for him, it's all one Ha'aloma. The din is that the she is Chayevet HaKol Achat V'Achat, and the he is only chayav one. So who ain't no chayav al achat? He chayav et al kol achat v'achat. According to your svara, that when an act is b'chayav a partner, a chatas, it should be b'chayav you a chatas, in terms of chalukah, this doesn't make any sense. So you see from here that we do not say, you have it all wrong. The reason that the chachamim were made in that case is simply because of the old standard explanation. And that is, they are gufim mukhalakim. That's the point. Not because of ugaram lam. Ela emaho the gufim mukhalakim. That's what you should have said. Now, my question is, this is a fascinating question. You're going to love this, Richie. What would be the din, according to Rebbe Eliezer, if a guy did two separate acts of ktsira on Shabbat? He picks a fig and goes back and picks a fig. Now, the question is, is Rebbe Eliezer logic because you did two acts? And therefore, time to Rebbe Eliezer atem shundu avatartin, he did two acts of intercourse. Over here, he did two acts of picking. And of course, as we know, taking from the Eitz Hadat, that fig, is the same as sleeping.
See, a lot goes on that you don't hear also.
So. Yeah, but Richie got rid of my fish.
The puffer
fish with the stings at the end. That was terrible.
Man's got to protect himself. Yeah.
I mean, a box of Kleenex ain't nothing. So is the point over here that these separate acts are similar, and therefore he would be mechayev on two separate acts, because he did two separate acts? Or is the point of Rebbe Eliezer because they are separate acts, not because he did separate acts? In other words, you cannot do two intercourses simultaneously, but you can do a ktsira of two rogrot simultaneously. So one is defined as a separate act, and one is incidentally a separate act because you did them as separate acts, even though you didn't have to. So I question, what was Rebbe Eliezer's logic? Is the logic the act qua act, or is the logic the act as it was performed? That's the question. If it's the act as it was performed, then katsar v'katsar is the same thing as ba uba. If it's the act qua act, then obviously katsar v'katsar is not the same as ba uba. All right, let's see that inside. So, do we say amtolach yom Rebbe Eliezer chayav hakol achat v'achat, or do we say odilma time Rebbe Eliezer hatam shum di'ef sharlo la'arvan lebiotzu b'zot? That's why amtolach yom Rebbe Eliezer chayav hakol achat v'achat. Ma she'inkein katsar grogeret v'chazar v'kotsar grogeret be'alem echad. Since you could have done it all in one act, if sharlo la'arev shtei grogrot bevat echad, maybe over there even Rebbe Eliezer is moda that ino chayav ela achat. What would you say? Amar Rabba, I tell you, the time to realize Hashem, mishum da'ava tarte. It has to do not with the act qua act, but rather the act as it's performed. And achinami ha'ava tarte. Whereas Rabbi Yosef says, not true. Time to Rabbi Eliezer is only because Iev Sharla Arvan. Avalev Sharla La'arvan, inokayav ela akat. Now you'd think that this was a question that we'd never be able to prove one way or the other, and yet Abaye asks a beautiful question on Rabba. Eitvei Abaye l'Rab. L'Rebbe Eliezer, mechayev al v'ladei milakot, bimkom avot milakot. According to Rebbe Eliezer, it says that Rebbe Eliezer is mechayev separate kata'ot if you do a tolda b'mokamav. Now, that means that if you would do the av twice, you would be pater, which is a contradiction to you. Because Iamra, time to realize Shum Tukava Tarte, what possible difference is there between doing the Avot twice, since it's two separate acts, or the Av and the Toldah? So if it's a question of Av and Toldah, it's clear that according to Rebbe Eliezer, the issue is much more complex than what you're saying. It has to be that it's two separate types of acts. Omar Marbere de Ravina, I got it should say Ravana. Marbury de Ravana, there is a Marbury de Ravina as well, but judging from the Nechumi Bar Zacharia, this took place in a post generation. So Anna of Nechumi Bar Zacharia, we explained it beautifully. Dignus, okay? The reason that we're talking about the difference between a tolda and an av and an av, according to Rebbe Eliezer, is because it was done at one time. And here is the case. A vine from a grape grew around a fig tree. Now a guy is cutting off a fig at the same time that he's cutting the branch off of the vine. So it's one act of cutting. However, when he was cutting the fig, he was over on Kotzer. But when he was cutting the stick, he was over on Zomer, because he didn't need the wood, so he wasn't being Kotzer, but he was being Zomer, and therefore...
He didn't need the wood?
No.
He wanted the fruit?
No, he wanted the fruit of the fig, and he figured, okay, but while I'm at it, I'll trim my grapes. Right?
He wanted to do it.
Yeah. So he's being Zomer the grape vine, and he's being Kotzer the fig. But it's one act. That's a whole different issue. So therefore, we need to come on to the difference between the Av and the Toladah. But had it been two separate acts, then Rava might be right, that any two separate acts would be b'chayev you, even if they could have been done together. So over there, Mishum Halchi Mechayev, it's talking about, let's see that inside of my skin. Bedalita mudleta gabetiina, vikatzitzan bevatachat. Therefore, and only because of the fact there was an avan told him, Mishom ha'achim echayev Rebbe Eliezer, ho'vishemot muchlakim, and gufim muchlakim. But a similar case, vikatzar, vikatzar, would be where, k'vechem ashkachat, ademifta k'goch katzar shtegogot bevatachat. Obviously, if you did two grogrot all at one time, Rebbe Eliezer was never Machayev you. There was only one act. There weren't two separate acts. And in this case, there's also only one act. There was nothing to do with Rava's explanation. Rebbe Eliezer, brilliant! Ha-ha! Did we do good? We did good. Avokatzar could go get it, and then Chazar Vekatzar could go get it. Even though theoretically it could have been done at one time, it may well be that Rabbah is right, and that Rebbe Eliezer would be Machayev on both separately. Chayav. Continues Eilek Anisha, and says Rabbi Akiva, I had another question that I asked Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yoshua.
Where?
In Emmaus. In Barnei Yaz Neighborhood. Barnei Yaz Neighborhood. The Od Sha'al Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva also asked, Avraham Edudelet Bide Emmaus. Suppose you have a hanging limb, which is still connected to the body, but is not living. And
the body or the limb?
The limb is connected to the body, but the limb is not living anymore. Not, it's going to obviously rot off. It's dangling. So is the din that it has an Aver, din of Aver Menachai, in which case it's Batamit in Avela, or do we say, since Lamaisa, it's attached to the body, you cannot call it... You cannot call it an Avela.
No, you are the worst.
This is all left-handed as well.
Omrulo. Why does it follow him around the world? Omrulo. It's like that guy who kept running from the scud. You know, wherever he went, it just kept following. Omrulo. Lo shamano. Look, that exact case, we didn't know. But we know about a similar case in a human limb that's hanging. And the din of a human limb that's hanging is that it is not metame, like an Avram in an Adam, which would be metame kemet, even though it's just dangling. And therefore, it's a kal v'chomer, as we're going to see, that a behema, which is only metame in Avela, for sure should not be metame if even a human who would be metame kemet. So, Abu Shamanu Avram will dalet be Adam shu tahor. And in fact, this had very practical applications, because a mukah shchin in Yerushalayim, who had a problem with a dangling limb, remember the mukah shchin, their limbs would become gangrenous and would ultimately fall off. And this was, it was quite painful. They weren't going to rip the limb off. It's worse than going to a dentist. But here it's Erev Pesach, and they do not want to have this problem during Yontem. And so they would go to a doctor, Erev Pesach. The doctor would cut, would trim off all of the flesh on this thing, and would cut through until there was a tiny piece of skin that was left connecting this aver to the body, because he didn't want to cut it off, because then he would become tamei mate, the doctor, he wouldn't be able to bring a carbon. But the patient also needed to avoid becoming tamei. So what he would do is the old pull off your tooth trick. Tie a string around it, attach it to the door, and slam the door. Okay? So then, he would be tochvo b'sirav and imshach mimeno, and then both of them wouldn't become tame. Hala osep yischo, varofe osep yischo, and ro'imanu shadvarim kal v'chomer. It should be clearly a kal v'chomer, as the Gemara is going to explain. Okay. So it's non-hatam now. We have a mishnah in Makshirim like this. Somebody squishes out a kresha. So, I don't know how they translate Krishna, but whatever it is, it's the good old kapalot. What?
A clot?
A who?
Clot. Krishna.
Are you... A blood
clot? No, no, it's a vegetable. Oh, like a leek. It's just a mushy vegetable. All right, so somebody squishes it, okay, and the juice spurts out. It was all, not juice, it's water, basically. Or somebody gets out of a mikveh and he squeezes out the water in his hair. Or squeezes out the water that's in his towel or in his clothes that he got caught in the rain. So the din is that as long as the water is in the hair, in the kaplot, or in the ksut, it's not b'chiyutan. And therefore will not be maksha. But the moment that you squeeze it out and it falls on something, it is maksha. Now, that's not directly nogea, but listen to this. Shmuel said that lamaisa, the krisha itself, even though at the time that it was impregnated with the water, it wasn't moshel kabotum, it's not kiyutan, but when you squeezed it, it became uksha. My time, because b'sha'at prisha mimeno uksha, it became uksha at the time that it was squeezed. But if that's the case, then what do you do about our Mishnah? But it's not Erev Pesach, Holech Lo Etzel Al Rofei, etc., etc. But if you're going to tell me that at the moment that something is separated from another thing, it's considered to have been in contact with it, just like the water is when it's coming out of the kapalot, the krisha, then why isn't the little piece of skin, as it's being purished, Mimeno, touching him? Why is that Aver not Metame, the person, at the instant that it's cut? And that, the answer to that is, as Rav Yosef said about another thing, which we'll see in a moment, that it's talking about Benitazim Bikol Kochan. Hochanami Benitazim Bikol Kochan. If, since over here the way that he gets rid of that Aver is he slams the door and drags it off, it's instantaneous, and there's not enough of a measurable contact. Whereas by the Krisha, where you're squeezing it, obviously, the water gently is coming out of the Krisha. Now, where did Rabbi Yosef say his din of Nitazim B'Kol Kochan? In a interesting similar case, where Zov or Tomei Meit are walking along the road, and it starts to rain. And they get complete, their clothes are completely wet. Now, even though they squeeze the water off of the top of their clothing, down to the bottom of their clothing, but it hasn't yet fallen to the ground, it's tahor. Because as long as it's in the clothing, it's not considered to be mukshav, to be a mashka. But if it was yatsu mikulan, if it comes out completely from the beged, then it would be machshir, but it wouldn't be tameh. Why wouldn't it be tameh? Since it touched the begadim of the zav and the tameh meit, it should have been Mekabel Tum itself, not just be Machir, at the instant that it exited. Omer of Yosef, there it's talking about, the guy took the clothes and went, boom! So that he gave it a tremendous zet by swinging it, and that way all the water came out, which is the best way to get rid of the water, but therefore it wasn't measurable contact. And that's the same thing over here as the Mukashrin, who detached his last remaining piece of skin. The old Sha'al Rabbi Akiva, because Zakhtay like a Mishnah. Rabbi Akiva had another question. What would be if somebody is Shochet Chamishah Zvachim Bachut, Be'alem Echat Mao, Chayav Al Kolachat V'Achat, or Al Achat Al Kulam? What would be the din if he shechs five separate Zvachim? But the truth is that there's one Isser Shchut Echut. So is this, each one of them a separate, is considered to be now a separate chiyuv, or is it one on all of them? Amru lo lo shamanu, we don't know, but Rabbi Yoshua, not Rabbi Gamliel, but Rabbi Yoshua says, but I did hear something similar. Shamati, I heard that if somebody eats from a single carbon, even though that meat of that carbon is all from the same animal, but it was cooked in five separate pots, that he would be chayev, even though it was Be'alem Echad, he would be chayev an osham mi'ilot on each one separately. So it would be chayev al kol achat v'achat mishum mi'ilah. And I believe that it certainly is a kal v'chomer, which we're going to discuss in the Gemara what the kal v'chomer is. Says Rabbi Shimon, no, that was not what Rabbi Akiva asked. The Gemara is going to say, why is he so vehement about it? Why? What's the difference? Because all he says is that he didn't ask him about Shchut Echutz, he asked him about eating notar from five zvach, which seems to be exactly the same thing. Because an Isser notar is that nogeya, the particular goof? I mean, who cares? There's an Isser notar. It's not that this goof is Isser notar, it's this feast was left over. What's nafkamina that comes from animal A, animal B? I mean, it's a generic term. Notar. Just like Shchut Echutz is a generic term. That's not Kanina. If it's this animal, no. It's all Hamisha. It's Shem Echad. You're going to call those Gufim Muchlakim the way you would call the relationship to the Erva, where it clearly is specifically this body that creates a new Isra. It's the Isra on the body, not an Isra on my act. That seems to be exactly the same question. But okay, I'm the Ila. And the Gemara's got a question. What really is the difference to us between Notar and the Ila? So yes, it was a chayav al kol achat v'achat, or is it chayav achat al kulan? Amru lo lo shamanu, but there Rabbi Yeshua said, shamati, as you said, that olcham is avach achat, chamishat tam choyim, belam echad, chayav al kol achat v'achat, mishum e'ila, v'ro e'anish advorim kal v'chomer. So Rabbi Akiva said to Rabbi Yeshua, listen, Rabbi, If you're telling me that you were mekabel, this is a halacha. I'll accept it, even though it makes no sense. But if you're trying to make a kal vachomer, then I can show you your kal vachomer is wrong. Yesh, if imla did, yesh teshuvah, there's a way to explain it away. Said Rabbi Yeshua to him, go right ahead and explain. Hashayf. Amar lo, so Rabbi Akiva said to him, look, loim amarta b'me'ila. Me'ila is a unique situation. Because Me'ila has no shir legabe tziruf or legabe what it is that you did. It has to do with the ma'achil is exactly the same as an ochel. You went ahead and you ate it. You're an ochel. Does it make any difference whether you ate it or whether you fed it to somebody else? Absolutely not. It's not the din about what you did. It's a din of what you did it to. Not to mention the fact that if it were actually nogea, you, then it would have to be done betoch hashir. Right? In other words, you're saying you ate kodesh. Okay, how do you define eating kodesh? Bichdei achilat pras. But the truth is that for me'ila, there's no such thing. If you were nana from something, a chatzi pruta, a year later, you're nana another chatzi pruta. You're chayav a me'ila. Yeah, because it's not a din in your act of achilah. And what does that have to do with the question that I asked? Nothing. Over there really is this thing. Therefore, of course there the Torah is makbid separately.
So this use of the...
of the object. So, by me'ila, the ba'achil is ka'ochel. The mahaneh is kinehaneh. Furthermore, you could be mitzarif the me'ila over an infinite amount of time. Lizman meruba. Mashenkin by nota. Nota doesn't share any of those characteristics. Okay, now, what was bothering Rabbi Shimon that he made such a big fuss about, no, it wasn't the question of shkutechutz, it was a question of notar, who cares? My kashale, Rabbi Shimon, all the kashale. For heaven's sakes, you're going to bring a raya to a guy who was shochet from a case of me'ila, where lamaisa, shekein nehene. There's always a difference when you're nehene from something in terms of your involvement in the act. It becomes a different act. The question was, we're dealing with an issur of achila. A guy was ochel notar michamishas vachim be'alem echad. Mao chayav al kol achat v'achat or chayav al kulam. And on that, Omer lo shamanu. And Rabbi Yeshua says, well, I heard shamati b'ochel mizavachem michamishu tuyim tamchuyim be'alem echad chayav al kol achat v'achat mishum e'ila v'ro'e anisha advarim kal v'chomer. What is the kal v'chomer? If a zevach echad, we're over there, you don't even have gufi muchlakim. You're chayav al kol achat v'achat just because you have tamchuyim muchlakim. Kol shekein chamisha zevachim, where you actually have separate gufim, lo kol shekein. That was what happened. Now this last piece is all taken out by the Shita, because it's clearly just repetition of the same thing. So, Omer Rabbi Shimon, coming down to Noter, Rayan Nishvarim Kavachomer, take out. Amalo Rabbi Akiva. Okay, im halacha nikabel. Haba ala chamoto. Chayavala, possibly. Bishum chamoto vekalato veshtachi veshtachi aviva chotishto veshtish velida. Chayra baal im chamiv al im chamoto. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri omer, habal chamoto, chayav ala mishum chamoto, im chamoto ve'im chamiv. If he married Lavan's daughter, his other daughter's daughter, and his son's daughter. Amru lo, shloshtam, shem echadim. Omar Rabbi Elazar omer Rabbi Hoshaya, Yishlo Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri v'sumchus amru davar achad. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, three surim embedded in one bia. Hadi amara. Sumchus, ma'i, that's not. Shachatav et bat pita. That's kulo heter. Then he comes on shachatav et pita. So veget arba'im, but Tzumcha says, no, because the two other animals are embedded in the one in the middle. Just like Rabbi Yochanan said, the one woman, Eshet Lavan, is a mother-in-law, a grandmother-in-law, and a paternal grandmother-in-law. Omar Rava, Dumaloli, Atkadok, Omar Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Yacha, Elamishum Shemot Muchlatim, because the Torah calls her Dimitkarya Chamoto, Mitkarya Imchamoto, Mitkarya Imchamiv. Fine, but Kabi Otoved Beno. They're all Otoved Beno, Mitkarya. So you don't have Shabbat Bukhakim. Lo. Amram Nachman Yitzchak. I'd say it the other way around. Duma Atkan Lo Kamer Sumchas. Elagabi Otovet Beno, because at least you have Gufim Mukhlakim. Whereas Hacha, the Torah, does not define it as Gufim Mukhlakim. Where did we see? Because it could be the way Rebbe Avraham Rebbe Yochanan severely. Domer Rebbe Avraham Rebbe Yochanan, Shara, Hina, Zima, Yi, Hakatuv, Asan, Kulan, all one big fat Zima. Om Rabbi Akiva Shalti at Rabbi Gamliel that Rabbi Yeshua be at least Shalom Nawas. Shal Chulik Karbe Imalim Shtebedo Shalom Gamliel. The following question. Haba Alachotov, Alachot Aviv, Alachot Imo, Ma. Chayav, Akat Akulano Chayav, Akol Akat Ve'akat. And we thought naively that he meant three separate women. Omrulo, Zolo Shamanu. But similarly, Shamanu, that Haba, and should say Omruli, Haba Al Kamesh Nashav Nidot Be'alem Echad, that is chayav al kol achad ve'achad v'ro imanu sha'advarim kal v'chom. Now, what's the case exactly? That's a silly question. Mighty boyle. You have shibot mukhakim, you have gufim mukhakim. Elohachi katani. Habal achot aviv shi achoto, shehi achot aviv, shehi achot imo. That's my question. Chayav achat akolam, o chayav al kol achat ve'achat ma'o. Mi amrin arei shemot mukhakim, o diom amrin arei gufim mukhakim. Amru lo lo shamanu. אבל שמענו אבל חמש נשב נידות בבת אחת של שם אחד שחייב הכל אחת ואחת בשום נידה ורואים אנו שהדברים כאב החומר ומה אבל חמש נשב נידות בבת אחת של שם אחד נונלס חייב הכל אחת ואחת אחותו שיחות אביב שיחות אמו שאין שלוש שמות אין עדין שחייב הכל אחת ואחת יקל המפרח מה לכם שנידות שכן גופו מחכים. You're right. Ela Amar Kra, Ervat Achoto Gila, as a special limud, Lechayev, separately Alachoto Sheachot Aviv, Sheachot Imo. Om Revat Amar Ava, the case, by the way, would have to be Bashkachat Labarish Abar Rishia, because you start off with a guy who was Baal Imo, Vaholik Shtebanot, and now he goes ahead and he sleeps with the daughter, who is the Mamzeret, and he has yet only Ben. Now that Ben came, and he goes sleeps with Achot Imo, who is also Achoto, who is also Achot Aviv, in which case he's a Risha Bar Rishia. Tan Rabban Abalea, V'chazer Abalea, V'chazer Abalea, Chayav HaKol Achat, V'chad Ibrei B'Eliezer, V'chachamim Olmim Eno Chayav HaKol Achat. U'morim Chachamim Ibrei B'Eliezer, B'va Chvesh Rashab Didot V'vat Achat, there be Chayav HaKol Achat V'chad, O V'u Garam Lem. Omer Rabbel Ramach, what do you mean, who Garam Lem? Who ever heard of such a thing? V'atanya, if who was Be'el HaMechad, and he was Chamesh Be'el HaMot, who Eno Chayav HaKol Achat, V'hi Chayav HaKol Achat V'chad, Elaim Be'el V'gufim Mukhakim. That's the logic here in Bible. What would Rebbe Eliezer have said about Katsar v'Katsar? Is time of the Rebbe Eliezer Hata Mishum the Hu Ava Tartin and Amtolachi Yom HaKayav HaKalachad, in which case here too Hu Ava Tartin? Or the Yom HaTayim Rebbe Eliezer is because the act is by definition Tartin. Because EF Shalala Arva Labiot Zobezo, Am Tolahaki Am Rablazer, Chayava Kolakat Vyakat, Mashin Kin Katsar Kigrogerit, Bechazar Vikatsar Bigoger Kerelamechat, he easily could have been Kotser Shtegro Grok Bevatachat, so therefore, no Chayava Lachat, my. Omar Rabba, I'm telling you, time to Rablazer Atam Shababa Tarte, it has nothing to do with how we define the act, it has to do with what he did. Hachinami Abatarte, yes, time to Rablazer Atam, DEF Shalala. Arvan. Aval of Sharlo la Arvan, Eno Chayav alachat. Eit ve Abayel Rabba, Rebbe Eliezer b'chayav av Vladei melachot b'makom avot melachot. Clearly, if it would be Ava Av, then it would be Bevat Achad, would be Potter. According to what you say, if you did it Tarte, why would it be Potter? Omar, Mar, Bered Ravana, let me tell you something. Me and Rebbe Chumi Bar Zachariah, we took care of this baby like you've never seen. Targimna Hakmaya Skinan, a case where it was a Dali, that was Mutlet Agabita'ina, and Rikatsa Vatachat, where one of them was an act of Zomer, and one of them was an act of Ketira, and that's why Rebleaz was Bechayev, because, and only because, Shebot Buchlakim and Gufim Buchlakim. But the similar case with Katsar Vikatsar would be Echemashkachat Lo, that indeed he would have said, your potter, where it was all one act, Gunshkatsh Tegro Gurt Vatachat. But Rabba may be absolutely right that katzar gogeret, v'chazar v'katzar gogeret, that you would be chayim. V'od yisha'al Rabbi Akiva, eiver hamadudelet b'vei mamau, amru lo lo shamanu, but Shabbat of the Avraham Adudalba Adam is Tahor. In fact, that was a very practical halacha of Pesach. Kacha Yomukish Kenosu Birushalayim, Holech of Pesach Etzel Arofe, Chotchot Shabiniach Bo Kisara, Vetochvo Bisira, Vimshach Menavala Osepischo, Arofe Osepischo, and Roima Roshadvor Kavachon. Tana Tama Mocheketa Krishava Sochit Pesaro Bichsuto, Mashkesh Betocho, Enabach Yutan, but Iotzim. But you should know that for as far as the Krisha itself is concerned, definitely was Ruksha, because by the time of Pshat Prishami Mena, it was Ruksha. Now, how do you explain Shmuel the Mishnah? So then the case of the Eva Bebuda, Pshat Prishato, should be Matam and the Yada. That's no problem. That's the number of Yosef. It's talking about Nitazim Bekol Kolchan. Well, that's the case in the Mishnah, right? Slam the door. How can I mean Nitazim Bekol Kolchan? The Echid mother of Yosef, that was said by the case of a Zav and a Tavim Eich. Hayol Mahalchim Aderach, Yardolim Kshom. So even though there's so chet mitzada elyon of the baget, mitzada tachton to the baget, but the water is still in the baget, it's tar, because it's not considered to be chashuv. Shein mechashvam, until it's yotze mikulam, then yotze mikulam, then it's mukshar, but it's not tummy. Why is it not tummy? Omrev Yosef, it's talking about nitazim mikul kulchan. Says Rabbi Yeshua, but I shamati that that it's even Belamechad is even Chayavakalachad Vechad Mishumila, and it's clear to me that it's Varb Kavachomer. No, that was not the question, Rabbi Akiva. He asked about Ochel Notar Mishaz Vachi Belamechad Mao Chayavakol Alkulan or Chayavakalachad Vechad, and there they said, Vosh Rabbanu, and there Rabbi Yeshua said, Shamati Beoch Mizavachat Mechabishit of Kui Bechalamechad Chayavakalachad Vechad Mishumila. Well, but if you're trying to make a kavachomer, I got an answer. Omar, okay, good answer. Omar, loy mar bevila shasavah ma'achil ke'ochel ve'ta mehaneh kenehaneh. Furthermore, tzireifat avila lizman meruba is fine. Tomar benotar she'in bo achat from one of the above issues. What bothered Rabbi Shimon so much? No, why are you going to bring a riot for a shochet from an ochel? An ochel is kein ne'eneh, el kach shalo. Ochel notar mechamisha zvachim el mechad ma'u. Chayav al kolachat vechad vele chayav al achat. And there is where we said, lo shamanu, and b'shur shabati, ochel mizavechad chamisha tumchuyim el mechad, chayav al kolachat vechad, b'shur me'ila ro'an ishet vorem kal v'chomer, if zavach echad, she'en gufim b'chok, chayav al kolachat vechad. Therefore, b'shur tumchuyim mechalkim, Chamisha, the Zvok, we have Gufa Mukhlakim, Lo Kosha came. Fine. Omar lo Rabbi Akiva, Ima Locha Nekabel.
That was the daf from the 12th cycle of the International Daf Yomi. Hold on, and you shall hear the same daf from the cycle 7.5 years ago, cycle number 11.
Hey, Rabbi Isai, we're holding today on Daf Tesvav, but we're still at the Mishnah on Yudalad Amud Beis, I believe. And Sama Josh is going to kick off today's proceedings with
Zukta Harika Mishnah.
Robust and gusty, I would
say. You don't know why.
Coming all the way. I'm not going to ask.
We'll all just pretend we know.
Haba al Chamuto. So now getting along over here with all of these strange cases that allow us multiple Chiyuvei Chatas on complex interrelationships. It's also possible to sleep with one's mother-in-law and to be chayev aleha mishum chamotov vekalatov. This is where we got up to, right? We didn't do this.
Yeah.
So you would be chayev on her, not only because she's your mother-in-law, but also because she's your daughter-in-law, your eshet achiv. Here we go again. She's also your brother's wife, your father's brother's wife, the sister of your wife, and besides which, she's also an Ashes Ish and Anida, and that we can wrap her up right there. And this would work also for Chen Haba al Eim Chamiv, the Aleim Chamoto. You could have the same situation where she would be all of these things and be your grandmother-in-law, either through your wife's mother or through your wife's father. Now, how do we get that strange case in Appalachia? Well, basically, what happened is over here is that, let us call the gentleman Laban, and he's got this daughter Leah, okay? So he actually sleeps with his daughter Leah and has a daughter from her, who let's call Dina, again, now keeping it in the family. Okay, if Yaakov goes and marries Dina, then Leah, Lavan's daughter, right?
No.
So then Leah is both his wife's sister, because they both have the same father, Lavan, and also she is his mother-in-law. Okay? Is that followed?
Yeah.
All right. And then we have the rest of the case follows like we did. I got your father's... Oh, okay. Thank you. The rest of the case follows as we did yesterday. She then goes ahead, marries his son, this layer, which all that this part already could happen outside of Appalachia. So she goes, Leah marries Reuben, let's say, right, Yaakov's son. So now she becomes Kalato. He dies, and she goes ahead and marries his brother. So she now becomes Eshet Achiv, and then he divorces her. And now she goes and she gets married to Yaakov's father's brother. So she becomes the Eshet Achi Aviv. So that's just the situation where it's possible to add Isurim, all of which are permanent Arayas, so that even though they get divorced or he dies, that nothing changes. The only complex part was that little first piece, where she is both his mother-in-law and his wife's sister, which is a little bit strange. It gets a little more strange. Well, I mean, it's basically the same case when we say you can have the same thing with Im Chamoto. No, Im Chamoto is not a big deal. What happened over here is that Lavan, instead of having this daughter with his daughter Leah, actually now has this daughter with his granddaughter. So he sleeps with Leah's daughter and has this new granddaughter, who is called now Rachel, okay? So now Leah, right, so now she's a sister to his wife, and then this Leah, not only that, she's his wife's grandmother. So he has the aim chamoto plus achot ishto in one. Where it gets a little more complicated is the case of we have aim chamiv. Aim chamiv, how would his wife's paternal grandmother be her sister? And we're saying it's also possible to have a woman who is your wife's sister and also your wife's paternal grandmother. Okay, so over here we'll have to postulate that this Lavan was the son of Leah. He goes now and he sleeps with grandmammy, okay, whatever grandmother, we'll call her Timna again, okay? So he goes and he sleeps with Timna, and now he's got this Rachel. So now if Yaakov goes out and marries Rachel, she becomes now, Leah now becomes the mother of his wife's father. Right? Because his wife's father is also the lover, and she's also a sister. And then the same thing happens.
How many years does it take to grow one of these?
Yeah, not too complicated. Take a look in Appalachia. It's a dime a dozen. You know. Okay. Amar Rav Elazar, Amar Rav Oshi. Oh, so on that, now Rav Yochanan adds, you could have a case where Habal Chamoto where the Chaishao Bitao Bat Bitao Bat Bina. So it's basically included in a single Isser Kores. Therefore, it's only been Mechayev one Chatas. What's the point of creating a complex case where the end result is that you're not adding Chataot? We're trying to figure out cases where you add Chataot. How are you going to add a Chatat over here? Now this, of course, has to do with the nature of Chalukah, which we've been talking about. In other words, what defines now, it's fascinating because we have a very interesting similar case by Shechita. When you're supposed to, you're over an issue if you shecht Oto Vet Beno, but Oto Vet Beno works in both directions. Oto Vet Beno means to shecht an animal and then to shecht its child, or to shecht an animal and then to shecht its parent. So now, if you did it, mother, yeah, according to almost all the sheets, right? So if you shecht mother and granddaughter, you haven't done anything wrong. But now if you shecht the one in the middle, so now you got two in one, which is very much the same case that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nun just postulated by the case of this woman who is a number of different things in once. So, in fact, the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Yosha, looks like that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and Sumchus are essentially saying the same thing, because Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, I'm referring to in our Mishnah, Hadar Marin. When I refer to Sumchus, I'm referring to the Mishnah in the Echulin, Mayi, the Tznam, Shachata, the Etbat Pita. This is, you shecht an animal, and then you shecht the animal's granddaughter, and now you go back and you shecht the daughter of that animal. You now, say, according to Chachamim, you still only sofik et arba'im. There's only one iser of oto ve'ed beno. What's the difference? How many different ways you're chayav an oto ve'ed beno? It's one act on one animal. V'sumchus omer mishum Rabbi Meir sofik shmonim. So according to Sumchus, what we do is we say, okay, but look, this single animal is also the child and also the mother. So therefore you would be chayav on both. But that's similar to what Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri is saying. The single woman is both the mother-in-law and the grandmother-in-law and the paternal grandmother-in-law. Yeah, but so what? According to the Chachamim. According to Sumchus, works out perfectly. Or my Rava says, Rava, well, not necessarily. Because Yom Alohi, Atkan Lokamer Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Yocha Elamishum Hashem Shemot Muchlakim. The Torah mentions separately Isha Bita, Bat Bita, Bat Bina, which is essentially the Yisur over here in the inverse, because of course it works in both directions, to take the Aim Bina, in other words, the Aim Ha'av, or the Aim Ha'aim, of this woman, which are the three cases that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri was talking about. Now I understand that when the Torah distinguishes between these three by name, so over there it's Shemot Muchlakim, because we call this single woman both his Chamoto and his Im Chamoto and his Im Chamiv. Fine. Avagabi Otoved Beno. But when it comes to the Yisra of Shechita, the Kulo Otoved Beno Mekai, nowhere in the Torah is mentioned separately any of the structure of Oto Ved Beno. The important thing is that you shechted Oto Ved Beno. Whether the way you shechted was by shechting the mother and then the child, or the child and then the mother, it's the same Isser. In which case, why would we say that necessarily you would agree with Sumchus? By Sumchus's case, Rabbi Yochanan might have felt was actually taking it too far. Over there you don't have Ein Shemot Muchlakim. So they don't necessarily agree. So over there, lo. And Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak points out, it's also not necessarily true that Sumchus would agree with Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri either. Why? Because Dilma at kan lo kama Sumchus ela gabi oto ve'ed bino de gufin muchlaki. Remember, the case over there is that you had separate bodies that defined the nature of this particular animal. In other words, it's both the child of animal A and it's the mother of animal C in the case that we had. So, okay, perhaps that's why he suggests that the Issa would be chal from both ends. Aval hacha de'en gufin muchlakim. Since over here in the case of the Eim Chamiv, Eim Chamoto, and Chamoto. We don't have a Shoresh in Gufan Muchlakim. There's a lot of discussion among the Achronim why that is true. Why don't we say it's exactly the same thing? It's starting from a different animal, basically, because it comes from different relationships. The simplest explanation is that we're being semech here on the fact that the posik, as we're about to see in a moment, the posik defines the woman as being a single goof in the actual lashon of the posik. So there, Ema Karebi, maybe over there he would agree that the halacha is specifically not like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. So Ema Karebi Avu, maybe he would hold like Rabbi Avu Am Rabbi Yochanan, which is what? Yom Rabbi Avu Am Rabbi Yochanan. And this is the posik that we were relying on. She'era Hena Zima Hi. Why does the Torah take all of these cases, Isha Ubita, Isha Ubad Bina, and Isha Ubad Bita, and it says, she is Zima. When we say, she is Zima, what you've done is, Akatuv Asa'an Kulam Zima Achat. So over here, when you take that one woman who has various relationships to you, because she's also a grandmother and paternal grandmother and so on and so forth, the Torah is telling you, look at this as one goof, zimai, one type of zima. So if that's the case, not necessarily could we compare Sumchas's opinion, legabe otoved beno, where the Torah doesn't indicate what the status is of the way that the issue came about, to the case in our mission where the Torah has defined it as being a single act of zima. From Rabbi Akiva, Shaalti et Rabbi Gamliel vet Rabbi Yoshua, Beitla Shalameus. Actually, it says is the Gerson someplace. Either it's a Meus or it's a Mir. Shaholcholikach beimalam shtab beno shel Rabbi Gamliel. They were in the marketplace over there. They were in the Itlis in order to purchase an animal for the wedding of Rabbi Gamliel's son. What? Yes, we know where it is. We passed by over there. I'm surprised that you know where it is. I mean, you know whether it's to the right or to the left. Actually, there's a lot of discussion over here about the mitzvah of being Isaac. The gufo, we know that on Shabbos you're supposed to prepare a Shabbos Suda yourself, mitzvah, boz, yosim, mibeshvucho, and they bring rayas from here that the same thing is true for Suda's mitzvah. I mean, obviously Rabbi Gamliel had plenty of servants who simply could have ordered the animal. When he went out to select the animal himself, it means that he felt he was being eisek the mitzvah, and that this is something that that it's worthwhile spending his time on to do the gufo. It's a very interesting thing. People get sort of bored with chasna arrangements, to say the least. And he went out of his way to get involved in it. But of course, they weren't going to waste their time. So what better thing to do in the Itlis than to ask, take your opportunity to ask some good questions, huh? I suppose they were learning. So now, I asked him like this. Haba alakoto ve'alakot aviv ve'alakot imo. Somebody sleeps with his sister and his father's sister and his mother's sister. Now it's not clear whether this is the same person, and we've got another complex Appalachian issue over here, or whether it's three separate people, and we're going to discuss that in the Gemara. Mao, what would be the, is it all one chiyuv because it's all a shame of achva? Or you chayav achat, in other words, you'd be chayav achat al kulam, or are you chayav achat al kol echad v'achad? Or you chayav one chatas for each one of these yisurin? Amrulo, so they said, lo shamanu, we weren't mekabel that particular case, aval shamanu, but we did have a similar case, which is Haba'al Chamesh Nashav Nidot Me'elem Echad Shukhayav HaKol Achat V'Achat. Someone has five wives. They're all Nidot. He sleeps with all of them without becoming aware of the Isur Nidot. So there he's chayev on each one separately. V'ro'im anu shahadvarim kal v'chomer. And it would seem over here that it's certainly the case because of the fact that we have separate Isurim over here, not only the same Isur on separate people. Now, this seems to indicate that's what the case was, and of course the Gemara is going to examine this. When you asked what the halacha would be about a sister who is also Achos Aviv and also Chatevot, if the case is as it appears, that you have separate women who are separate Isurim, it's a rather obvious question. I don't understand what the question is. No matter how you look at it, why wouldn't there be a chiyuv chatat? There's separate bodies, because these are separate women, and you have separate Isurim, so what better situation could you have to divide up the chataot? Elohachi katana. It must be that the question was, haba al achoto, shehi achot aviv, shehi achot imo. It's one person that you're asking on. Later on we're going to get to the case. So your sister was your father's sister, is your mother's sister. And you're asking whether chayav achat al kulak, because you don't have gufin muchulakim here. Or chayav akol achat v'achat, because you have separate isurim. The problem is that they're all Isurei Achva. They're all Isurei Achot. That's what he's asking. So, Mao, Mi Amrin Are Shemot Muchlakim. Do we say Shemot Muchlakim are sufficient over here? Or the Mare Ein Gufin Muchlakim? And we say, but it's still the same person. To which they responded what? Omru Lo Lo Shamanu, Avo Shamanu Abal Chamesh Nasham Nidot Bevat Achat. Over there it's all Shem Echad. Shechayav al kol achat v'achat mishum nida, and it seems to be a kal v'chomer. Rinu shadvorim kal v'chomer. What's the kal v'chomer? Ma habal chamesh nashav nidot bevat achat, which is only one isur, isur nida, shishem achat, chayav al kol achat v'achat. So certainly achoto, sheachot aviv, sheachot imo, shem shalosh shemot, we have separate isurim, isn't it obvious? And again, shechayav al kol achat v'achat. But if that's the case, I mean, then obviously it's not a very good kal v'chomer, because ikal mifrach ma lechamesh nidot sheken gufin muchlakim. If you're going to stick to the pshat that we're talking about one woman who is your sister and your father's sister and your mother's sister, how are you going to bring a raya from separate women? Where over there the gufin may be sufficient to be machalik, perhaps even more than the shemot. So he can't prove anything with this. Elo amakro ervat achoto gila. The real answer to the question is not the way that Rabbi Akiva heard it from them, but rather, since the pasuk goes out of its way to say unnecessarily, after discussing the issur of achoso, ervat achoto gila, to tell me, lechayav al achoto, sheachot aviv, sheachot imo, igufa comes to tell me, that we need to isolate the idea and vata choto gila separately from the other Isurim, despite the fact that she would be the same woman. In other words, the Torah wants us to know that the Isurei Achava are unique Isurim. Now,
is that a model for all other classes? Sisters,
yeah, but I would, yeah, we, yeah. Now, the case being, we haven't discussed, Omer Avada Bar Abba, the case being, I'll tell you what the case would be. And the case would have to be real deep Appalachia. So, Mashkachas Lo Bereshia Bar Reshia. We have over here a history of family messed up relationships. We have one person. Shabalimo, he sleeps with his mother, Volik Shtebanot, and he now has two daughters. Now he goes back, sleeps with one of those daughters, the Chazar Bala Chatmehem, and with one of them he has a son. Now this son is Babano al Achot Imo Shiachoto Shiachot Aviv.
So you now have, the son goes back, sleeps with the other daughter of the two that he had with the mother, when he now has, it's his father's sister, because the father had slept with the mother to have her, so basically he's related through the same mother, so it's his father's sister, the mother. It's his mother's sister, because they both came from the grandfather in this case, right? And it's also his own sister. Right? Yeah, his own half-sister, yeah. Okay, because he had had her. Yeah. Okay, beautiful. Beautiful. Rishia Barashia. It's actually a little stranger we call him Rishia Barashia, because we're talking about a Chiyachatas, but it doesn't say he did this on purpose. But, you know, I guess in a family like that, we should assume the worst. But then why is he Chiyachatas?
Could you explain that maybe these people all think that they're the only one, like most daughters, now
we are attaching it to the Parsha. There we go. Yeah. Look at that.
They
could actually, it's true, yeah. In the Ozarks, you never know if anybody else is around out there.
It's like too far to go to the next village to meet people, so you just...
Now, Rav Eliezer's shita is that you would be chayev for each act of intercourse. So, in other words, he holds that acts, ma'asim, are also Michalkin. Not only, no. Even the Elamathis. Yeah, in other words, Yediot are Michalkin, but so are Maisim. So we've got all kinds of things there. We have Maasim, we have Tamchuyim, we have Halamot, and Yediot, and Gufim that are Michalik so far. The truth is, we've already seen that even you don't really need an act of intercourse to be Michalik. Necessarily, because even a thrust of intercourse would be mechalik. Because remember that we have the case also, according to Rabbi Eliezer, in which if somebody finds out that a woman is in nida and actually exits, he's chayav for exiting. Right? Because at this point, this now becomes part of the intercourse, and his exiting is also part of what he would do. So I mean, the question over here is how much he's going to be mechalek ma'asim. That's sort of dependent on that sugya. V'chachamim ha'rimein ha'chayev ela achat. Modim chachamim l'rabbi Eliezer v'bal chamesh nashav nidot bevat achat. Shu chayev ha'kol achat v'achat. Ho'il v'hu garam lehem. Very strange language. The chachamim remoted to Rabbi Eliezer that if you have five women, all of whom are nidot, and you now sleep with them, be'alem echad, there you would be chayev akol achat v'achat. Now, the way we're used to thinking about this is you're chayev on each one separately, because each one is a separate guf. So it's gufin or mechakim. And yet, it says over here a very different reason. It says, oyev hu garam lehem. Since he was the one who basically caused each one of those women to bring a separate chatat. They all, each one need to bring a chatat. I mean, it's all very nice to be talking about the men over here. There's women in the picture too who have their own responsibility. So each one of them would have to bring a chatat.
Why is he more garam than they are?
Well, that's not the point. He's not more garam than they are, but he causes separate chatat. So how could it be that he would only bring one chatat and they would bring five chatat? That's what it seems to be saying. To which the Gemara says, I'm a reveler of Nachman, who ever heard of such a thing? Mi amrin and hov hu garam lehem. Since when do we say that the male and female are interrelated, that because he caused five chataot on the women's side, so therefore he should have to bring five chataot? That's an issue. How about the Atanya? Hu be'alem achat v'hi b'chamesh ha'alamot? Hu eno chayav ala achat v'hi chayav et akal achat v'achat? Let's say he's being over now on Isser. Let's say Nidot. She finds out in between each act of intercourse. He doesn't. He's chayev once. She's chayev five separate times because of the idiot. How is that? I mean, who garam lo? Why don't we say that they're interrelated? So obviously there's no, whoever came up with such a thing about Ella Ema, the correct way to say this over is not because who garam lo. The correct way to say it is ho'il v'gufin mukhlakim. The idea of here is separate bodies give you separate chiyuvim. So she has, for this five women who are nidot, so you're chayiv five separate chataot, but not because of their relationship to the yisr.
In the one before she spent the commission on each thruster, does he have five intercourses with her?
What's the difference?
I'm just interested.
Makes no difference if she finds out in between each thrust. But it
the
could also be. There, at the Chachamim are also noted that a yedia is machalic, even in one part of an act of intercourse. Now, the question is, how far do we extend this? Iboil. Katsar v'katsar. Suppose on Shabbat, somebody is kotzer and goes back and he's kotzer again, ashir. Mali omer abeliyaz.
Together or each time?
No, separately, but without yediyah.
Two separate shirim,
absolutely, yes. What would Rebbe Eliezer say about that? I mean, it's time that Rebbe Eliezer also mishum do'av atartin v'yam talach yom achayav akol achat v'achat. It is the whole issue that he did two separate acts, in which case, fine, Yobi, you did two separate acts, Chil Shabbos. You're separate, no separation by anything else but the act. But fine, I mean, you did something, so therefore, it's considered to be two separate chiyuvim. Odilma time it Rebbe Eliezer Hossam, Mishum de'i efsharlo la'arvan lebiot zo bezo. Or is the point that Rebbe Eliezer is making over there, is that acts that must be performed separately are mechalek the korban. It's not the accident of the way it took place. It's the fact that there is no physical way to complete two acts of intercourse at the same time. You could certainly be kotzer two shiurim at the same time. In which case, there's nothing about the act that defines it as a unique act. So maybe the point over there was dafka by the case of the women, because it's Iev Shela Arva. But Netzam to Lohachi Yom Rebbe Eliezer Chayav HaKol Achat Vechat. Aval, Hashenkein, in the case I'm asking, where Katsar Ki Grogeret, Bechazar Ve Katsar Ki Grogeret, the shir of Ketzira is Grogeret, is Moshe Yerim on Shabbos of food. And you did this Behele Mechad, Kivan De Efshar Lo La'arev Shtei Grogerot Bevat Achat, would certainly be possible to do an act bevat achat, so maybe over there there's nothing about the actual event that proclaims that it should be mechulak into two. That's coincidence that you did it in two steps. So there you know, chayav al achat, mine.
But if you've done a shir of shtei grogerot at one, you still also don't want to be chayav one.
Correct. Yeah. Right. It's clearly one act. So what's not to mean if you did one act split over two separate motions of your hand? That's insignificant.
Because it doesn't
define the way. Yeah. Omar Rabba, the point of it is only the fact that he did two acts. And by the case of Shabbos, by Ketzira, Ochinami Avatarta. That's all that we look at. Rebbe Eliezer is not interested in defining the nature of an act. Whereas Rebbe Yosef says, no, that's not true. Time of the Rebbe Eliezer. Is hasam imishum di efshar lo la'arvan, aval efshar lo la'arvan, eno chayav ela achat. So we have a machlokus in how to understand Rebbe Eliezer. Now Abaye seems to bring proof against Rava. Rava claims that Rebbe Eliezer would hold that in any case where you did two things, even though they could have been done together, they're considered to be two separate acts. Etz Abai, well, how about the following? Rabbi Eliezer Mechayev Avladei Melachot Bimkom Avot. Ooh-hoo. This is a famous shita of Rabbi Eliezer, that when it comes to Shabbat, in the opinion of the Chachamim, what relates now out, what relates now Av and Toladah is that basically the toladar is always going to be included in the helam of an av. A toladar is just another way of doing an av. Okay, fine. Rebbe Eliezer has a different shita. He holds that a toladar, even betoch halam ha'achat, is a different way of doing the thing that you did. And therefore, it's mechayev you uniquely.
Separately.
Oh, separately. But now you're telling me it's because it's a unique way to do it. In other words, it's only this special relationship of Av and Toladah that makes it now a unique melacha. Not the fact that it's a separate act. Because if it's the fact that it's a separate act, so then you could do Av and Av just as easy as you could Av and Toladah. I mean, there's no significance whatever in being a Toladah. There's just a lot of different ways of doing the same thing. So what's the problem? So you see from there, Tainas Abaya Taraba, you see from there that it's only because it's Av and Toladah. But Av, let's say you would have done the Maisa of the Malacha twice. The Ketzira and the Ketzira, what would be the din? You would be Potter. According to you, Hiyam Atayimit Rabbi Eliezer, Mishram Dekava Tarte, are my Potter. According to you, the only thing that is important is not that we're coming to define the nature of a Maisa as itself defined in the way in which such a Maisa is construed, right? It's not like, well, I mean, Bia, of course, is a Maisa that can't be construed any other way, whereas two separate series could be. No, you said that's insignificant. You claim the only thing that's significant is how it was done. So can you explain to me now what is the significance of a Toladah, according to Eliezer? I could do the Av twice. Would I be chayav two separate chatorot? Yes. According to you. And yet in Shabbat, Rabbi Eliezer says, the special relationship of a toladah to the Av is that if you do the toladah, it's sufficiently defined as a different kind of act to be mechayav you a korban separately from the Av. For God's sake, according to you, if I do the Av separately, I'd be chayav on it anyway. So what's the point of being magdir the toladah, something that's mechayev you a separate chatat? Just give classes. What's the difference? What the av and the class? But it's semantics. There's no real relationship over here of av and toladah.
That's what it means. Is mechayev the av and the toladah?
But he's mechayev separately for the av and the toladah.
Right. That's what it means.
That's what it means. But according to you, you could be just a chayav and an av and an av and a told and a told. I mean, so what's the point of a told and an av? Now that's a serious problem for Rabbi. Omar Mar Bereda Ravina, you know what? I got together with Rav Nechumi Bar Zacharias. We were very upset about this because, I mean, the truth is it really seems to wipe out Rabbi. I mean, this is like, this is a beferish. I mean, it's like major issue in Shabbos. And we tried to figure out a way to explain how Rabba understood that shita of Rabbi Eliezer. What we came up with was a case like this. We were targim, now we were mitargim, that what we're talking about over here is, Hocham b'mayaskinan, we're talking about now a delit, which is mudlet al gabe te'ina. So we have over here is a trellis. So in other words, no, we call it trellis, but Dalit, the mocker of the Rashi always calls it a trellis, which is we have a branch now of a vine, and this vine is now trailing over a te'ina, trailing over a fig tree. The fig tree has te'inim on it. So now there's actual figs that are surrounded by grape leaves. Strange situation, okay? Now there are no grapes on this. This is just a branch. Now he wants to get some firewood. Okay? What he does now is he collects his firewood and a date at the same time for munching in front of his fire. A fig, I mean. So he pulls the fig together with the wood from the tree in order to burn in his fire. Okay. So now what he's doing over here is he did Ketzira and he did Zemira. Now Zemira is a tolda of Ketzira in this case. Okay. There's also Zoma, which can be other toldas if it's being done in order to make it grow better and so on. But fine. So I have over here a Zomer and a Av of Kotzer. Now, over here, you did it at the same time. There were no two separate maisim, you see. Therefore, by the standards of separate maisim, there would only be one chiyav chatas. Comes along Rebbe Eliezer and say, but there's a different standard. There's classification of events. And in that case of av and malacha, you're sachayev separately for the av and the tolda. Now, but if you would have done that, if you would have picked two ta'anim, obviously.
It also would be quite a relief.
No, because you picked them together.
Not at the same time.
Oh, but you did it at the same time. So we have a case now where, even according to Rava's interpretation of Rebbe Eliezer, it's six. Yeah, no big deal. Okay. Come, gentlemen, we're a little too relaxed today. All right? So that would be basically the case, and there we've got a very good situation. So that's Mishamachi, Mechayev Rebbe Eliezer, Hol Vishemot Muchlakim, Vegufim Muchlakim. Okay, so now in that case, you would actually have two separate acts. Okay? So now, if that's the case, I mean, we made a deal. We said, in that case, Malacha of a Tolda and Malacha of an Av, only, uniquely, are Mechayev, right? What would be the case over there that would be the equivalent where he would say it's Potter? The Kavaseh. In other words, we argued. The implication of Rebbe Eliezer's statement is that in a similar event in which both cases would be a vote, you would be Potter. Please define the similar event to me. Remember, Rebbe Eliezer saying, if it's a malacha that's a tolda and an av, then you're chayav. But in a similar event, it would be an av and an av, you would be potter. Okay. So now the similar event being the kavaseh, so now that what you were medayek before, which was the kavaseh katsar v'katsar, what would be the case of two acts of ktsira that you would be potter? Echi mashkachas lo the miftah. So the case that you would be potter would be kigon shekatzar shtei grogrot bevat achat. Then according to me, says Rava, the equivalent case would be plucking off two figs. So over there, you would be potter, because potter, when I was only, we'd only be chayav one. And in the case where you were kotzer first to grogeret, v'chazar v'katzar grogeret, that's where I would say that you would be chayav, despite the fact that it's an av and an av. And so everything would work out fine, aliba de rabba, in Rebbe Eliezer. The old child, Rebbe Akiva asked him another question, which was not a pleasant question in the meat market, as we'll see. Eva hamidudelet bibehima mal. If you have one of the limbs of an animal, which is now basically detached from the body, but is hanging on with some ligaments, is it metami as an aver menachai, as if it had already been pulled off? Or is the fact that it's still hanging, it's miduldal, it gives it still a shame of mechubra lachai, and it's not metami? So they said to him, again, this particular case, Amro lo shamanu, Aval shamanu, but we did hear a similar case of Eva hamududelet be'adam shu tahor, that if you have a human that has a limb hanging in this fashion, even though the limb of a human that is detached, mechaim, is metame, in this case it's not metame, and in fact, and here's where it gets a little gory, and in fact, v'kach ayum mukeshkinosim b'Yerushalayim, that people who were sick with Shrin, which was like Hansen's disease, where they would actually lose limbs. Well, they call it, it isn't really leprosy, but they call it leprosy. So what they would do is, Holech lo'er Pesach etzel harofe, in order to be able to, Rashi just learns that this was an Indian of niceties. But the Rashash has a beautiful shot in which he learns, if you have an Avraham Adulto, which is omedet lipol, then you can't be tevil in a mikvah, because the Avra becomes a chatzitza. It's like a label on a glass that if you don't, if you're going to intend to pull it off, so you're not pulling it off, you can't put it in a mikvah. So they would have to go to a doctor before Pesach in order to get this removed so they could go to a mikvah.
But more than a week before.
But no. So the problem was, since they're only coming into town, and all the doctors, of course, are in the big city in Yerushalayim, they're only coming into town Erev Pesach. So what do? They got a problem. So what you can do is you have to remove this aver in a way that it's not metame, the doctor or the patient. So what do? Chotcho acheminiach bo kisa'ara. You see what you do? The doctor would cut away the retaining pieces until he was left with a hair's breadth of skin or ligament or something. Now, meanwhile, it's still connected to the body.
Just by that time.
That's right. And it's not metame.
Wait,
he's
cutting a little tiny piece of less than a desire or something?
Or? No. He's cutting through. He's cutting through and he's leaving. And he's cutting the live portion. He's cutting down to the live portion.
Right.
And he's leaving a tiny little bit of connected material. And then he does the old pull out the tooth by slamming the door trick. No? So what he does, what happens is that he then connects what the aver to a thorn, and the patient runs. Again, in the meat market, this is not fun. V'nimshach mimenu. And then hala oseh pischo, v'arofeh oseh pischo. Neither of them became tamei, and therefore I think that we think roimanu shadvarim kal v'chomer. As the world will explain, if an adam who's metamei, even michayev, he can be mekabel truma, and nonetheless he goes in and does his korban pesach. So certainly an aver from a behemah where the behemah can't be metamei michayev would be not a problem.
They do this outside, right?
I guess so. And not in the waiting room.
I understand.
Says the Gemara. Now, Tnan Hasam, Hamochek et HaKrisha. If you're going to now crush up a turnip, okay, and there's going to be water now that's coming up in it. So any veggie that you cut up, you get water in it. Or Hasochek Pesaro. Now, it was raining, okay? And actually, it's a little bit of a machlokas because Rashi learns it's talking about you took a shower. And there's the reason that this is a serious issue as to what happened. Did you take a shower? Did it rain on your head? Is because the question over here is as long as the water is in your sar, it says over here, or in your coat, iksuto, the mashkesh b'tocho is enam b'fiyutam. As long as it's inside of your coat, it's not considered to be b'fiyutam. Hayotzim mimenu harehen b'fiyutam. But now, after you squeeze it out, you squeeze out your hair and so on, so then it is b'fiyutam. Tosfos taanes, if you went in to take a shower, then that means that the water was put in your hair originally, l'rotzen. And we learn out that whatever is tilotzei l'rotzei, whether now it's dripping out without your pushing it out or not, the important thing is that initially it got there b'rotzei. So why would it not be b'fiyutam to be makshir zra'im, to allow the foodstuffs that contact your hair and get wet to be mitamei? Therefore, Tosfos learns you got caught in a rainstorm. Then if you got caught in a rainstorm, it didn't originally get into your hair because you wanted it in your hair. And now it's only where you are squeezing it out of your hair, squeezing it out of your baguette, that then if it falls on a vegetable, so now that vegetable will be mekabel tuma.
Why isn't the chiyutan in your hair?
There it becomes basically part of something else. So it's not. As a matter of fact, they use that to answer Rashi. Who cares how it got there in the first place? While it's in your hair, it has a different shame completely. And it's only coming into existence now. In any event, the part that's nogea us is that Shmuel Tainas, that the actual turnip that you were crushing is definitely mukshar lekabel tuma. Why? Because bishat prishami menuhushra. As you're cutting the turnip and something drips out of it, so as it drips out of it, it's going to be makshar and makes it wet. So it's not Mukshala Kabal Tuma. And we ask on him from our Mishnah, because over here, as the person pulls away from this limb, so he said, what do you mean? So he contacted as he pulls away. So you see that pulling away or getting something out of something else is not considered to be a contact. I mean, he wasn't called Tamei Meis because he never contacted it. So what about that instant in which they were in contact? There had to have been a moment in which we say molecularly they were not connected, but they were still sufficiently close that they were in contact. That moment of pulling away. So if that's the case, I mean, that's what you're saying over here. You cut your tomato. So you're saying, well, but at the instant that you cut the tomato, before the tomato juice came out, spurted out of the tomato, there was an instant where it touches the tomato. And you're claiming that touching the tomato in that fashion makes the tomato now really the kabel tuma. So then why is pulling a limb not an instant in which the two were in contact, and yet not the same, right? The instant of detachment now, where the molecular bonds break, but they're sufficiently in close touch that we would certainly call it touching.
We're asking on a mission.
No, we're asking on Shmuel. Shmuel is claiming that the tomato juice makes the tomato mukshar, and we're asking, why is it any different than the pulling away of a limb? So the iamrik b'shat prishatan mukshar. So then in our case, dami ekinami ahu evram adudal b'shat prishato mi'adam netami le'adam. As it's pulling away from the person, why is it not matami the patient?
Just, well, you see the difference, though, right?
Kolchan. The question over there is, remember, this guy is running. Yeah, it's the old door trick. You slam the door to pull the tooth out quickly. You don't go there and close it gradually. So you're going to say, well, at the moment that the tooth pulls away, right at that instant, let's get a snapshot of that moment that he's screaming, ah! It's just pulling away, but it's still in touch with his gum. We never isolate that moment. That's the whole point. We're trying to get away from that moment as quickly as we can, right? So there, because in halacha we don't measure stroke shots, so over there, basically, we say it never was in contact. Show me an instant where it was in contact. And therefore, that's the case over there. So al-Khanami, you could have the same case here as well. Now, Rabbi Yosef, we don't know what here as well is, but we'll see in a moment. Rabbi Yosef wasn't talking about Shmuel. We're using Rabbi Yosef to answer Shmuel. But so al-Khanami, it's talking about the Nitazin the Kol Khan. And since that's the case, we now differentiate Shmuel's case. Well, it's not Nitazim b'chol korchan. The guy just goes, puts his hand over his hair, lets the water drip out. That's not called Nitazim b'chol korchan. Now, over here, we said it's like Rabbi Yosef's case. What was Rabbi Yosef's case over here? What is over here?
That's really just for the pain.
All right, I think we should hold it here today. All right. All right.